reaction from Oklahoma? I believe the Daily Oklahoman even called you a traitor.
He called me a traitor, which I resented. I don't think he justified in attacking the patriotism of somebody over policy.
We're talking about the Daily Oklahoman. We talk about Ed Gaylord. And was that relationship you had back and forth all the time?
There could be a short book written about that. Ed Gaylord and I became acquainted through a fellow named Irvin Bohenbeck, who's a rancher at Kingfisher, and whose wife I married when my wife died. Eloise, she's there now in bedfast. Anyway, Irvin invited me up to his ranch to go dove hunting, and invited Ed Gaylord at the same time. And we got in a pitch game after the hunt, and I was stationed bound by an old drill where I think they wanted to watch me miss those doves. And I didn't miss them. I killed 17. They said to send somebody down there and tell me to stop shooting. I had already exceeded the limit. Gaylord and I had different meetings at Bowenbeck Ranch, mostly either quail hunting or dove shooting. Had contacts of a social nature at different times. Billy Bartlett died. We had a group of senators come to the state. There was an event held, a fundraising event, and honored Billy Bartlett. We had several people in Washington there, and Ed Gaylord stood up and abused me horribly. And my friends in Washington couldn't understand how we could be in the same room together. But somehow or other, over the years, and it went on for many years, we managed to keep our personal relationship separate from the official relationship. And that wasn't easy. I remember one time he invited me to breakfast at Skirvin, when I was still operating Skirvin. He brought me some material about the Panama Canal, all of it from the John Birch Society. I remember I'd been up here at the farm, and it was in the spring, and asparagus was growing. I'd picked a mess of asparagus, and I took it down and gave him my asparagus. Anyway, and one time we were out at the Bowenbeck Ranch, and I didn't know it, but Ed had raised some pheasant, and he brought three pheasant cocks out there in a cage. He told me to get out in front with my shotgun, and he released those three pheasants, one at a time, and they flew high, and I had a 20-gauge shotgun, it was backed out of my range, but I got all three of them, and he was impressed that I could hit them. One of our girls got married, and they used those pheasant feathers to decorate the church and their wedding. Well, anyway, to get to my point about Ed Gaylord, there was a time when Bill Benosky was considering running for the Senate.
And we should say Bill was then the president of OU.
Yes. Ed Gaylord had a dinner at his house, the intention of which was to convince Benosky that he could be elected and that he had support in high places. And Shirley and I were invited to the dinner and went. And we were the last ones to leave. And Ed, when I got ready to go out the front door, took me by the arm and said, "Come back here, I want to show you something." And he took me back to his bathroom. There was a cabinet, doors on the front of it that closed. You couldn't see inside. And he opened this door, and there were two photographs, Dewey Bartlett and me. And he said, "I just want you to know those are my two favorite politicians." And as always said, we turned around and walked out of the bath and left. He was more unbelievable. Ed Gaylord caught pancreatic cancer. Thelma had died. And he had a kind of a girlfriend, a companion, named Josie Freedy. And he has a son-in-law named Clay Bennett, who is head of the Seattle Ball Club effort. Clay is married to Mary Gaylord. Clay is a fine chef. I mean, really outstanding cook. Well, Mary and Clay invited Eloise and me. Eloise's husband died. Invited us to dinner. And we went to their house for dinner, and Clay had cooked up this fantastic meal. Ed Gaylord was there with Josie. And Clay and Mary, and Eloise and I. And he died about 3 weeks later. Now, why did he want me to? That was probably the last event of that kind he went to.
Wasn't it tough to be around each other socially and so forth, and he'd write all these mad things about you and all, and then you'd still, is that just the game of politics?
I don't know that it's a game. It's a fact of politics. You can't let things be personal, because the thing you and I fight most about today, tomorrow we'll be on the same side. And if you let your feelings get to the point of personal insults in making arguments, you've got to not cross that invisible barrier of becoming offensive. And Ed, I think, crossed it a few times.